Now, yesterday I did an interview with two men, Dominic Hunt and Brandon Rumian, who spoke to me about their experiences when they sat the driver theory test in, well, when they underwent tests in Tralee recently. Now, Dominic Hunt is an instructor of the National Learning Network, and he sat a test to qualify him as if he passed, he would become a driving instructor. And Brandon Rumian, who's a student at the National Learning Network here in Tralee, sat the test, the standard driver theory test. But they think the Road Safety Authority and the private company that operates these theory tests are going overboard with their security checks. Have a listen to this. We start off with Dominic Hunt.
Last Tuesday, I had my ADI theory test here in Tralee that would qualify you to be a driving instructor. And the first thing I observed when I came in was the CCTV, which said visual and audio recording. Now, it's the first premises I've ever seen you actually being audio recorded in reception. So I just took notice of that. And then I proceeded into the room where I met a lady and she checked me in. So she asked me for my license and I gave her my license. And she then gave me a key for my locker and told me to put all my personal belongings into the locker, which was fine to that point. And I then proceeded back into the reception area again and into the room. And then she told me to turn my pockets inside out and turn around, and the same with the back pockets. And then the next day she said, put your hands in the air, and she scanned me to see had I any devices or whatever material on me. And then after that, you were basically put into the exam room.
And your issue with all of this?
My issue with all this basically was I had no idea that this took place. Now, I would have been of the generation before the theory test, so I would have put a lot of my students for the theory test, not knowing that all this actually takes place. So basically I was just shocked basically that all this took place with no information, and me as an adult like going in, like I kind of accepted it, like, but at the same time I said, I'm so confused, how come my students didn't raise this issue with me?
Tell me about your students and your relationship with them, and the whole aim of why they're attending the National Learning Network.
Most of the lads are on the direction program that I work on. Most of it would be independent skills. So part of that would be the driving theory test. That would be their first goal, you know, to get back on the road. So we'd put them through the theory test in the college, and we'd, you know, through the exam. And then when we reckon they're ready, we would actually, you know, make them book their appointment online themselves and go for the test.
So it's all about helping people nudge towards independence.
Yes.
And some of those adults would have additional needs, would they?
Yeah, some would.
While you were undergoing that test, that theory test, qualify as a driving instructor, some of your students would also be undergoing the driver theory test, the written driver theory test, in part of their efforts to eventually qualify as drivers themselves.
Yes.
So was there a discussion about it?
Yes, some students would say passed, some failed, but the following morning, after my own experience, I raised the issue with the students to describe the process, but none of the students actually taught me about the process of being, you know, turned around into your pockets and being scanned. It affected me because, I mean, I pushed some of the students to do this and helped them, and what amazed me was none of them ever said it to me, the actual process. Now, some of them would have had anxiety. I mean, at that point, straight away failed. You know, if they knew about it, they definitely could cope, like, but if they didn't, there's no way.
At this stage now, I will bring in Brandon Rumian. Brandon, I hope I have your surname pronounced correctly. Thank you so much for coming into the Radio Kerry studio today.
Thank you for having me. Hi, my name is Brandon Rumian. I studied the directions course.
Directions course.
Yes.
Tell me about your experience when you sat the written theory test.
My experience was before I went into the centre, it was all good. But when I walked into the centre, the lady took a picture of me, which was okay. And there was his CDV cameras, obviously, which was alright as well.
Did you say there was CCTV?
There was CCTV cameras, which was fine, acceptable.
Acceptable, yeah.
And then she gave me the key to the locker to put all my stuff away. And when I come into the room, she goes like, she made me pull out my pockets inside out back in front, and then I had to put up my hands in there, and she scanned me.
You were scanned. So this would be like going through airport security. You were scanned. Your body was scanned.
And the thing which I'm not okay with is voice recording.
Your voice was recorded as well.
Which I'm not happy with that, because it makes us feel like criminals, to be honest.
And how did you feel about being body scanned?
I didn't feel okay with that.
Why?
Because that made me feel like a criminal, to be honest with you.
We got on to the Road Safety Authority, yes, which is the agency, the government body, which would have oversight of how the driver theory test and driver tests in general are operated. And what they said was, and I'll bring you in as well, Dominic, as well, to give you a reaction. This is what they said. Security measures deployed as part of the theory test include ID checks, scanning with handheld detector, and exam recording. The security measures are all referred to in the confirmation email all candidates receive in advance of taking the theory test. These security measures are in place to protect the security of the test and apply to all candidates in all centres. The theory test is based on current road traffic legislation and the rules of the road and fulfills an important road safety function. That's the response from the Road Safety Authority. Could I put the basic point to both you first, and we'll start with Dominic. Dominic, these measures may seem intrusive, but it has happened in the past that someone has sat a driver theory test on behalf of another person and there was cheating. They carry out these security checks to be absolutely sure that the person who is undergoing the test is the person who's actually meant to be doing so. They have to rule out any chances of impersonation.
The ID side of it, I mean, scanning is not really going to help. A body scan isn't really going to help your identification. That's just the cheating side of it. You really don't know this information until you actually pay the money. So if you go online this minute, it doesn't tell you this, if you search the driver theory. But it's until you book it, as they said, it's all on your confirmation ID. So I went through that and it's not on it. And I've asked my students to go through it and it is nothing about a body scan or into your pockets. This is my biggest issue.
Brandon, what is your response to what the Road Safety Authority had to say? They have to have these measures because they have to be absolutely sure there's no cheating. They have to do all these very checks. There's these very stringent checks, which are very rigorous, which may be perceived as invasive, but they have to be done.
I checked my emails, but none of that showed up. So they didn't say that. It's not even on the website.
So Brandon, you and Dominic's contention is you're saying, well, we didn't know about this until we arrived at the centre to do our test. That I'm just looking. You sent me on a copy of the email that you got, Dominic, and I'm seeing Prometric, the company which is in charge of overseeing the driver theory test. They say during the check-in process, we inspect any and all eyeglasses, jewellery, and other accessories to look for camera devices that could be used to capture exam content. You'll be asked to remove your eyeglasses. You can't wear jewellery. And I am looking through there. I don't see any reference to being told in advance that your voice would be recorded or that there would be scanning, that you would be scanned as well. And is that your main issue, that if people had been told in advance, that would be fine?
Yes, that would be very helpful. But at the same time, I mean, they're saying to capture, images. I mean, you can go this minute and buy the DVD, okay? It's the same DVD that they're testing with, the same answers. So I just don't understand why all this body searching goes on beforehand. Now, it is the theory test. The answers are multiple choice. I just think they've gone too far. I do believe there's a line and they've crossed it.
And what is your view, Brandon? If you knew about it in advance, would you be okay about
If I knew that in advance, I would totally understand it. But I got familiar to an email from them and it said nothing about all of the scanning and stuff.
And would you have been less nervous if you knew, okay, I'm going to have this scan, I'm going to have my voice recorded, I'm going to have these various checks?
If I knew that would be a part of the process, I would be all right with this. But I didn't know.